From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Berg reporting. The U.S. says it's ready to take further action against Syria if it's needed. U.N. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told an emergency session of the U.N. Security Council Friday the United States was not willing to wait for another U.N. resolution because Syrian President Assad had apparently used chemical weapons on his own people.
Further delay by compromising with Russia for a watered-down resolution would have only strengthened Assad. Strengthening Assad will only lead to more murders. We were not going to allow that.
The U.S. missile attack came in retaliation for Tuesday's deadly chemical bombing that officials said used chlorine mixed with a nerve agent, possibly sarin. More than 80 people, including several children, were killed in that attack that drew widespread international condemnation. Meanwhile, Syria's main ally, Russia, condemned the U.S. missile attack against a Syrian airbase. In a statement from the Kremlin, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday morning the attack will inflict major damage on U.S.-Russia ties and was in violation of international law. At the United Nations, Russia's deputy ambassador, Vladimir Safronkov, called the U.S. hypocritical for calling for a political solution to the Syrian war while attacking Syria's military targets. He said today's appeal to move forward the political process, they are hypocritical after this military attack, unfortunately. In response to the U.S. attacks, Russia said it was suspending an agreement to avoid accidental conflicts between U.S. and Russian warplanes operating in Syrian airspace. This is VOA News.